stepping away. How much does that pack weigh?
Oh, maybe 50 pounds.
How far can you walk in a day?
About 40 miles if I run a little.
Several hours later, two women were chatting in a small red house on the Alvord Ranch when the doorbell rang. Mary Wilson cast a surprised glance at her mother-in-law, ranch owner Constance Coco Wilson, a middle-aged woman of aristocratic mien. The older woman mused aloud,
"Now who in the world?"
"I can't imagine," Mary Wilson interrupted. No one ever rang or knocked. The ranch house was a mile from the dirt road, and folks who drove this far back toward the mountain were usually friends or ranch hands who howdied and walked in Western style. The women opened the door on a clean-shaven young man who introduced himself as Claude Dallas. He seemed a little embarrassed, so soft-spoken that they had to strain to hear his words. His clothes looked neat, and so did he. When he asked if the ranch could use a hand, they told him that the hiring was done by Supervisor Hoyt Wilson, Coco's son, Mary's husband. But would he like a cup of tea? He accepted with a deferential smile. Coco Wilson, a graduate of Miss Chapin's school in New York and a relative of the DuPonts, was impressed by the way the young man called her ma'am and pulled out her chair at the table. Lean and tanned, Coco could ride and rope and cuss cows with the best of the Alvord's hands, but there were moments when she missed the grace notes of her Upper Fifth Avenue upbringing. Steen's Mountain men wouldn't pull out chairs for the Queen of England. It took a while to learn much about the visitor. His style was to answer questions with a word or two, then smile as though he knew more but didn't want to take up their time. He had a disarming way of tilting his head and blinking his eyes. They asked where he was from, and he said he'd been brought up on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but he'd gone to high school in Ohio, Mount Gilead, not far from Mansfield, if they knew where that was. They got the impression that the family had bounced around a lot.
"What are you doing out here?" Mary Wilson asked.
"Oh, I wanted to see the world."
He said he'd just finished visiting his sister in San Jose, California, and had struck out for Canada and Alaska. He'd camped in an orange grove where someone had told him that the Alvord was the most spectacular ranch in the world and often needed hands. On an impulse, he'd made the side trip to eastern Oregon. Alaska could wait. After a few more sips of tea, he said he was sure glad to be around range cattle instead of the other kind. His father had run a dairy farm, and there's no way I'm ever going to milk another cow.
That evening, Coco's son Hoyt heard the visitor's request for a job. A hand had failed to show up, not uncommon in these days of imitation cowboys, and Wilson asked what Dallas knew about riding fence.
"Not much," the young man admitted, "but I can learn."
In the morning, he was assigned a week's work. He finished in 2 days.
"We might have a good hand here," the wiry Wilson confided to the others.
Everyone agreed they should try to get him to stay on till spring chores were done. In a few months, 4,000 bawling Herefords would be trailed up the mountain for the summer grazing season. Someone had to repair snow damage on the fences, and no one else was clamoring for the job. The mountaintop camp consisted of an unheated old cabin, with roof holes big enough to admit the surly black bears just coming out of hibernation. The work was outdoors in wind that could flatten a goat. The polite young man said he sure appreciated the opportunity. Wilson paired him with a young Basque and sent them up the mountain in an old Jeep pickup. 3 or 4 days later, the Basco stumbled into the main ranch building and said between gulps of air that he and the new man had high-centered the Jeep and torn out the rear end. Personally, he said, he'd had enough of Steen's Mountain.
"What about Dallas?" Wilson asked.
"He likes it up there."
"What's he doing?"
"Mending fence."
3 or 4 days went by before Wilson and Bob Wallace and a few ranch hands found time to make the bumpy hour-and-a-half drive to the cabin. The ride was always an adventure. From the Pacific side, Steen's tilted gently, taking 23 miles to rise from the desert floor to its full height. But the climb from the eastern, or Alvord side, was steep, marked by glaciers and faults and lava rubble that sliced up tires. Spring was warming the mountain. As the truck lumbered uphill in compound low, it passed sprouts of camas and yarrow, rock cress,